on Thursday, near the end of Tosos Dibur Amasko Hamima Enes. We left off with the question of Tosos, which was, that if remember Rashi claimed that the chiddush of Mema'enes, the reason for Mema'enes saying Lakanas is she's now Becheskes Pesula, that prompted Tosus' question, which was, then why does the Gemara feel the need to say that this Raisa is implies Ketana Yish Lakanas? It could be a case where she had Kiddushe Miyun when she was a Ketana, now she's not Becheskes Pesula, now she becomes a Nara, now Min is only Sarsha. The reason why there's no Kanas is because she's not Becheskes Pesula. So Tosus came up with a terence that no, when we talk about there's no onus and mefata when it comes to Mema'enes, it means the biyum rishona that they had after Kiddushe Miyun, despite the fact that after she does Miyun retroactively, it turns out that they were never married, in which case that biya was onus and mefata. So you might have thought that maybe she gets kanas. The answer is no, that biya doesn't constitute onus and mefata. We explained that that biya is a derech ishus. Okay. The Tosus asks, and they're doing so, now you understand, the bia that we're talking about, an onus and a fata, of the husband has to take place before what? Before miyun, which obviously the Gemara thinks initially has to take place before. What prompts? Before she becomes a nara. The miyun has to take place before she becomes a nara, the Gemara thinks initially, because a nara is not mima'enes. So Tosos, by placing chronologically the bia as being that of the husband, the first bia after Kiddushe Miyun, so Tosos has basically pushed that into the Ketana period. It has to be when she's a Ketana, then you understand the Gemara's question. Beautiful. But as often is the case, the question of the Gemara is beautiful, but what becomes problematic is the answer. Because the Gemara's answer is, no, we have a case where Mema'enes can be a Nara. So if you had a case in Mema'enes who was a Nara, and then she was raped by a different man after she did Miyun as a Nara, I'd understand. That would be nice for Rashi. But according to Tosfos, that the rape or the pitu that we're talking about that takes place is the first bia after Kiddushe Miyun. So if that's the case, and it has to be, in the Gemara's answer, how old was she when that happened? No, in order to solve the Gemara's problem, that this Braisa is not against Rabbi Meir, who holds Ketana in Laknas, it has to be a case that she is a Nara. Otherwise, you haven't solved the problem. Right? The whole point is to explain how Mema'enes' case, where there might have been a Knas, if not for the Miyun, is because is when she's a Nara. Because otherwise, the implication would be against Rabbi Meir. For a case when she was a Ketana, then Rabbi Meir would say, Ketana in Laknas, who cares whether she's in Mema'enes or not? Makes no difference. The whole point of the Teretz of the Gemara was to establish a case in Mema'enes where she's a Nara when she's Mema'enes, or more important, it doesn't matter when the Miyun is, it matters when the Bia is. It matters when the Bia is. But here's the problem. If the Bia is that of the husband, after she becomes a Nara, before she does Miyun, and retroactively uproots the Kiddushin, well, there's a little problem, because what do you do with that Bia?
Becomes
the marriage. She's a Nara. This is a man who she's ostensibly married to. She has Bia with him. That Bia should constitute Kiddushin. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Ketana can be Mema'enes until she's a woman can be Mema'enes Ache Yarbe HaShachar. Nonetheless, that's only if they have an Adbia. As soon as she becomes a Gedola, which in this case is a Nara, and she has Bia, that Bia constitutes an act of Kiddushin. So Tosus has solved the problem so nicely to explain why the Gemara's question is a good question, but now the answer is highly problematic. So that's what Tosus says. Tosa says, "Avakasha l'ri mehad the kamar besamach v'chitei markul Rabbi Meirhi uvim ma'enes savar la Rabbi Huda the hashda kevin she'ayru sheba aleha bayla kishehi nara shuvein echad l'moin the mother Rabbi Huda kisheba k'da amar v'perek basinun." There's no more Miyun anymore. She's not a ma'enes by definition. She can't be ma'enes. So you haven't solved the problem, says Tosa. So what is the answer, Dovi? Can I impose upon you read? Tirei tiri. last three lines. Okay, interesting. So, he says that maybe it's a case where when the guy is Boel, he says, Beferish, I'm not doing this for Kiddushin purposes. I don't want this to be a Kiddushin. Okay. So presumably you can do such a thing. Right? Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Bia makes it impossible for her to do Mion? Because the Bia constitutes the Bia Kiddushin. Why does it constitute Kiddushin? Did he say it's L'shem Kiddushin? Why Mistama? Because the Chazaka, you know, them Osa Bilas O Bilas Nos. But here's a general principle that you should know with Chazaka. Chazaka is only a presumption. But as almost an always rule, it is a rebuttable presumption. Therefore, we have a chazaka, milsa davida legluye lemeshakre yinshi. But if you have edim who come forward and say that it was a lie, we don't say they're edim sheker. Because of a chazaka, milsa davida legluye lemeshakre yinshi. No, it means it's nisbar, the chazaka wasn't true in this case. Also, the chazaka of a rove, or for that matter, of a status quo, but the chazaka of a rove is subject to birur. I haven't said this year, so I'll say this just once. There are two kinds of chazakas in halacha. There's the chazaka, which is another way of saying is what we call the ruba the leisa kamon. There's a probability, and there's also a chazaka of the status quo. So the chazaka of ruba is what we're talking about here. That chazaka ain adamos abilas abilas nos. It's not a status quo chazaka. It's that typical human behavior. That typically behavioral chazakos are chazakos mitam rov. Right, that most people, when they do, when they act in a certain fashion. They act in a certain fashion. So if the guy says, Hareini Boalech Shelo L'Shem Kiddushin, as unromantic and bizarre as it may be, nonetheless, it's not a Kiddushin. It's not a Kiddushin. If a person wants to have a B'yas Nus, can have a B'yas Nus. It's possible. That's the first answer. What's the second answer?
The
Ode.
The Kiddushin, the Ode, it's La L'Shem Kiddushin. The Baha'i, the Mother of you.
Okay, so what is this answer? Zach?
This case, we're talking about that it has to be a PJ onus, that's what we're talking about. So, when you rape the girl or seduce her in a way that, like, it's that's clear that she doesn't have the intention for Kiddushin. And she has, the whole point is that when you do Bia, in Adam, Osa, Bia, Osa, Bia, Osa, Nos, and also the assumption is that she's doing it with the intention of being a Bia for Kiddushin.
Okay, so I could have given a Teretz. I have a better Teretz than Tosos says here, unless it's what Tosos means. I would have said, firstly, when we're talking about a Nara, are we talking about on? And this is really the next Tosis, actually, which I didn't ask you to look at. Are we talking about Pitu or are we talking about Ones? What are we talking about, really? And why? Well, if Ma'enes is a Ma'enes who happens to be a Nara at the time of the Bia, right? When we say Ein Lalo Knas Velo Pitu, which are we really saying? Ein La? Why aren't we saying in Lopitui? Why not both? You see where I'm going with this in a second. Firstly, why is the Brisa not telling us in Lopitui? The bottom Tosa says it anyway, but Shrevis, why? Of course, in Lopitui. She's Mocheles. She's an Ara. We're talking about Ones. Now I want to go what you said, Zach, now, which I'm not sure is what Tosa says. If a man is Ma'anes, his wife, in a situation with a Kiddushin prior with Kiddushay Safek. Now, you might say that he decides, you know what, Eina the Mosa Bilasa Bilasnos, so I want this to be the same Kiddushin, just in case. But presumably, if she's being raped, she's not miskavenas l'shem kiddushin, because she doesn't want to be in the first place. So I would have said that presumably, if you're talking about a mema'enes case, when she's a nara, you're talking about ones. And ones, by definition, is shaloka derech kiddushin. Why? Because she hasn't consented. She hasn't consented. That's what I would have said. I don't think that's what Tosus is actually saying, but I think that Tosus should say. Because Tosus says, Va'od, the pitui va'ones lav l'shem kiddushin hu, d'bahi l'moda Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Tosus until now has been talking, the first teretz was talking about whom? The Baal. So, I would have thought ones is really about the woman. Who knows what he's thinking? Now, okay, see, the truth is, you could say even the guy, when he's, I mean, I don't know what the psychology of men who rape their wives is. You know, what do they think? Do they think this is some kind of marital act? I'm not sure. But even the Niyach, we assume also that when he's raping her, he understands this is not the Maisa Kiddushin. Because he knows that she knows it's Baal Karcha and she's not interested in making this Kiddushin. Why does Tosa so Pitu in here? Why is Pitu Shalokidar Kiddushin? What makes something a Masa Pitu? The way we understand halachically, pitui means the woman is consenting when he has beer with her. But happens to be when she's a katana, it's not fully proper consent. She's a nara, it's not, because there's a father involved, it's not proper consent. Let's say it's a nara. So why is pitui shelo kederech kiddushin? Shelo shem kiddushin. Again, I don't think the second teretz of Tosfos is that in order to be l'shem kiddushin, you have to say l'shem kiddushin. That's ridiculous. That's wrong. Rabbi Yehuda's mode that b'ba'al lahu. Tosfos is saying that under these circumstances, this bia happens not to be. It happens not to be a good bia for kiddushin purposes. So ones, I understand. What about mafata? Yes.
Well, mafata is by definition derech zinus, then it can't be derech ishus.
How can pitoy with one's wife be derech zinus? I can give you an example, actually. You want a good example? I was teaching this Gemara this morning. It was just Derech Agav. One of the Achronim quotes it in the Sugya, Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva in which he claims that if a person kills himself because he had an adulterous affair and he's a makabal upon himself, tshuva, din arba. Remember, we learned all my Gemaras until late. He was makabal of din arba misa spesdin. Remember that? Afal pisha arba misas based in batlu din arba misas lo batlus. He's mekabel himself, he tovei himself in the nahar chenek. Okay, feish balei shesish. So the Shus Yaakov says he's not a ba'amin atzm l'das. What's his raya? His raya is from a gemara at the end of Maseches Kiddushin in the sugyos of Yichud. Gemara is, you know, art school censored Rashbam because they didn't like what Rashbam had to say. They mamish censored it in the Mikros Gedolos. They didn't like some of the things Rashbam said, so they censored them. But I'm surprised they haven't censored the Gemara. Because there are a lot of funny Gemaras. So the Gemara here... What? What kind?
How did they publish that?
No, they were separate. Well, more recently. I don't know how long ago it was published, but yes. But it's not enough. I mean, uproar in the margins, that's all. You know, it gave me a good entree to start my intro to Bible class last week with this particular story. Right, it was nice that, but bottom line is, what's that? Is it what?
Is redacting the text of the Gemara an offense bad enough against them they couldn't
hear? I think censoring a Rishon, if you don't want to publish Rishon, it's one thing, censoring a Rishon is a chutzpah naira. Chutzpah naira, it's like unbelievable. You don't want to print Rashbam, it's one thing. You don't want to print it as one, but the censor and Ibn Ezra, Chmes, okay, Ibn Ezra was a Bible commentator. He said, Rashbam wasn't the Hilik of Bali Atosos. How can you do such a thing? What kind of a chutzpah is that? The gaiva involved, that Rashbam can't say it because we don't hold of it. What gaiva?
Well, I did the same thing for, like,
This is Numadrega. Censoring the text, when you say a story didn't happen, Godel didn't do that, okay, this is standard revisionist history. That's revisionist history. This is censoring a Rishon. That's like chutzpah.
Do you buy the response that there's based on manuscripts, etc.?
There is no basis in manuscripts any of these things. Ibn Ezra, his contemporary, is attacking Rashbam for writing these things, which shouldn't even be so controversial.
That's what they respond.
You can spout whatever sheker you want to spout. It doesn't make it true. It's been printed every Mikros Gedolos for, you know, whether since they've been printing the Rashbam. Right? You know, you don't. I say you don't want to print the Rashbam. Don't print the Rashbam. How dare you censor a Rishon? How dare you want to say the Rashbam is wrong? That's okay too. But how dare you censor a Rishon? Wow. I mean, again, not everybody lived in the medieval period. Was a Rishon, but the Rashbam was one of the Hidduk Balei Tosfos. He was a gadol. All right. So anyway, the story in Kiddushin, which I'm surprised, is a story. And the peh alf on the days, Rabbi Chia Barashi have a ragil called Idan, the have a nafel ape. He would do his tachano, and he'd always be falling on his face in feel sapayim. Have amar haracham on yatzi leinu miyetzer hara. God should save us. The merciful one should save us from the yetzer hara. Yomachad shamatinu the bisu. His wife heard him saying this. Amra michte hakamashani deparish lemhinai. He hasn't been intimate with me in years. His yetzer hara is dead. Why is he praying to God to save him from the yetzer hara? So she wanted to test this. So my time kamarachi. So Yom Achada have a kalgaris beginse. He was learning it in the garden, and kashta nafshe. She dressed up, perfumed herself, but disguised herself. Chalfa v'tanya kame. She passed in front of him, passed back in front of him. Finally, she got his attention. This beautiful woman is in front of him. Doesn't realize it's his wife. Amra lamanat. Who are you? So Amra anach Rusa. The Hajra Miyoma. Rashi says, Shame Zona Nikaris Be'ir. Right? I came back today here. I haven't been here in a while. She identifies herself as a Zona. So what happens? Tava. He asked her, asked us for her services. Amrale, Aisin, she wants to see like how vigorous he is. Aisi Liniale, Lahach Rumana, the Bresh Tutsisa. She wanted a certain rimon that was on top of the tree or something. She wanted to see. Rashi says the small branch right on top of the palm tree. Once she some rimon, but some fruit. She went to see how vigorous he was, how excited he was. So shavar what peyal from a base. Shavar I azal aisinila. He jumps up and goes and brings her. Okay, ki asal base. He sounds like he did what he shouldn't have done. Comes home. Hava kashikra de bisu tanura. She was she had already fired the oven. Now she I guess had pulled the coals out. And what does he do? Salak v'kayasev v'gavei. He goes and he sits inside the oven. And the Shvus Yaakov claims he was trying to kill himself. Amrale, Mayhai. She said to him, what are you doing? Amrale, Hachi b'hachi, Avimasi. He told her what happened. Amrale, Ana havai. It was me. So, Ashkech ba'adiyav le'siman. He didn't believe her until she gave him the siman of how she was dressed and so on. Okay, but he says, Amrale, Ana mihu li'isur e'chavne. I intended for Isser. Okay, and then the Gemara goes on, whatever. It's important, Gemara, that even when you try to do an Isser and fail, that's an Avera also. Vashem Yislach Lo. Anyway, so I mentioned this, all of Shas is interconnected, because is this Pito? In other words, it's Ishus. I mean, here you understand, because he thought it wasn't his wife. So it was Derech Znos. He thought it, whatever. So the question is, in the context of marriage, when a man knows it's his wife, how can it be Pitoi? I'm kind of like role playing or something like that. I'm not really sure why that would constitute not be a derech ishus. Now the halacha has many restrictions on what's permissible in general in terms of arayos. But when a woman is tahora, when she's tahora muteris labayla, so in the context of privacy, so the halacha, the Ramon Evan Ezer says that there's a lot of flexibility in what's permissible. So how is it possible? How is it possible that you have pitoy in the context of marriage? Again, the Gemara Kiddushin, he didn't know it was his wife. He knows it's his wife. So how do you have Pitoi? Ones, I understand. So that's why, Zach, I like your teretz. I want to erase the word Pitoi from Tosfos. I want to say that Ones is not Derech Kiddushin. Because you don't have to say that the guy said, I'm doing the Shalol Hashem Kiddushin. Right? He could just be that he was Ma'anesar. That would have been nice. But it would explain the teretz of Tosfos.
Well, the words that Pitoi is any sort of sleeping with a woman that's not ones.
No, I understand that. But then why don't you have to say Shalol Hashem Kiddushin? We normally say that a man sleeps with his wife after a Safi Kiddushin, a Kiddushin Al Tanaya, this or that, the other thing, that he's miscaving the Shem Kiddushin because in Adam Osa Bilaso Bilasnos. He wants to make sure it's not a Biasnos. Therefore, he has in mind the Chopanim. He's Melchal on the Tanai, and so on and so forth. So Tosus Kasha was, if the guy has Kiddushin after she's a Nara already, that's their first Bia, so that to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do Miyun anymore, even for Rabbi Yehuda. So the Teretz is, no, the reason why you can't do Miyun for Rabbi Yehuda anymore is because when you have that Bia, it's Kiddushin Daraisa, she's a Nara. So of course you can't do minyan afterwards. The Tosfos says the way you get around that being kiddusha daraisa is by having him say befeirish, I'm not doing this l'shem kiddusha. That's the first teretz. But the second teretz is no, he doesn't have to say that it's shelo l'shem kiddusha because it's obvious shelo l'shem kiddusha. So ones, I understand. You could say that every act of ones. But I could see someone constructing an argument that whenever the bia that we're talking about is a man rapes his wife, in other words, take for example, we say kiddushin al tanai, but benisuin not al tanai. You know, we say that gom arabal l'shem kiddushin. So you could say that if it's ones, it doesn't work. A, because it's not as kavana. B, because she doesn't consent. But pitoy, once you say that it's bia beratzon, what makes it pitoy that it's shelo l'shem ishus?
Maybe either like Rashi or the Ramban.
Okay, so I don't buy that. That's nice. Not Rashi, Ramban. What I said.
No, why not either one? Either way, she doesn't really want to do it.
No,
but
Zach, you know, even with the Ramban, that Nifateh, that he's Meshadel her, means he makes her all sorts of promises. Honey, I'm going to marry you. I'm just waiting, you know, for my job to be a few weeks into the job where I'm secure. I'm going to buy you a beautiful ring. I'm going to take you on nice vacations, right? He's just trying to sleep with her. That's all he wants, right? You don't have to, with a wife, you know, you could lie to her also. She could be upset at you. What are you going to say? She's upset at you, so you promise to take her on vacation, and you don't mean it. So that's pitoy.
No, but you could.
That's marriage.
You can think about, like, that there's, like, a possibility that if he's, like, persistent enough and, like, really... Like, and she's not interested,
but he's got to badger her. So that's called there a pitoy. No, that's part of, you know, part of marriage is being mefata one's wife. That's part of marriage. Metzger, you want to repeat your... Where's Metzger? You want to repeat your line? You don't have to repeat your line. You don't remember what your line was?
I don't.
Okay. And the bottom line, that's part of marriage is that a husband has to make things in such a way and have a certain kind of mood and a certain kind of relationship. So his wife wants to sleep with him. That's all. And as Chazal talk about, sometimes if she's upset, he has to be Mephayisar. That's not pitui.
Exactly. Pitui is midaberes aliva until she's
that, but that's what you always, I mean, you don't always have, if a marriage is working properly, it doesn't take a whole lot, but that's what you have to do. That's not called pitui, that's called marriage. If she's not your wife, that's called pitui.
Halachically, I want to make that distinction.
What I'm telling you is that if it's common in the context of marriage that a husband has to be fias his wife, why does that, you're going to tell me in situations where she's jumping all over him and that's what she wants, he has to say a word, that's derech nisuin, that's kiddushin. But if he has to be fias her, that's called pitoy. That's what I'm saying. In other words, right, it's in the context of ones is ones, I get that. But pitoy, that's normal. I mean, how much you have to promise and what you have to make you fias, so it varies. But that's still derech ishus. Moshe.
Is there a difference between, like, the first time or in the middle of the marriage? Because in the middle of the marriage, maybe your path is okay, but maybe in the beginning, like, it has to start with, like, an actual formal marriage and, like, I don't know.
Because it has to be l'shem kiddushin. She doesn't want to do it.
No, but remember, the discussion here of whether... I didn't hear what you said, Metzger. Do you want to repeat it?
I mean, that's why you just get the kiddushin. You paid for it.
Are you dating anyone at the moment? Because we'll find out who she is. Okay. No, but in other words, the point is this has to do with a psychological mindset. The key here is they marry. They had kiddushin miyun. We know that the kiddushin miyun are technically going to be undone by the miyun. But the bottom line is when they consummate the marriage we're talking about, that's their achishus. If she's a Nara, that should be Kiddushin Daraisa. If he's Ma'anis her, the first Bia, you can understand why she would, firstly, she probably is going to want to do Mion first thing, and for her mind, that's certainly not, she's not consenting to Shem Kiddushin. He knows that also. It's not Shem Kiddushin. But anything, if he's not Ma'anis her, Pitui is the way a marriage works. You know, again, with a good, solid foundation of a marriage and a good relationship under ordinary circumstances, it doesn't require a whole lot for Pitui. Right, because normally in a good relationship, husband and wife wish to cohabit, wish to be intimate. Right?
Exactly. She has to wish to cohabit in order for it to be the same condition. So if he has to do a little more than normal,
when once he has persuaded her, she wants to do it like you always do in a marriage. It's just normal. That is the way it is. Okay, Danny.
Unless we assume that pitoy is like how the Islamics, but that it's a lie.
Well, that's what I.
But in that sense, the lie itself, it's not the act of bia that they did that would cause the girl to do bia, but it's the fact that the promises that he made to her, the lie.
And he knows that he's lying, so therefore
right.
he.
She finds out. She knows that he's going to lie. He's lying. He's
right.
Whatever. So she does mia based on the lies that are associated with bia, not necessarily.
So the truth is, you don't even. Well, see, it's complicated. Again, I'm reluctant to accept the Ramban in terms of halacha, right? In other words, the Ramban, and we discussed this at the beginning of the year. And so what if the husband really wasn't the instigator? When the man wasn't the instigator, you're going to say it doesn't have din mafat anymore? I don't know. But you could say, in other words, when Tosus says Peter, does he mean the husband is behaving in such a way? I mean, part of this may be the husband. I mean, again, it's so hard to. Presumably. I hope on the first night of their marriage he's not having to tell her lies to get her to sleep with him. Right? You're really in trouble if that's the case. I don't know. Okay. Ezra?
According to your answer, why would the Braita mention Pitoy by the man?
Well, that's a general problem. Why does the Braita mention? Tosa says it's just Agav the others.
Right. So didn't you say that Toshvos kind of just mentioning
No. I'm not willing to know. Tosos, I think Tosos should have been Bedafka. Now the Braisa has. I understand what you're saying, but I don't. I find it difficult to believe that Tosa says Pitiv Ones Lav Hashem Kedushim. He just meant Ones. Okay, I mean I'd be happy to accept that because that would make me happy, right? In other words, solve my problem. I'm not persuaded of that.
I just thinking about it. It kind of seems to me as if he's kind of just throwing it in there to like avoid questions later on of like. How did you write? You only mentioned Ones. There's still Pitoy in like the whole.
All right, and then he's waiting for the next Tosus to explain that Pitoy is not Shayach anyway. But the reason Pitoy is not Shayach is a totally different reason. But Pitoy is not Shayach because, of course, there's no Knas because she's Mochelas by definition. She's her father's dead or halachically dead, and she's an Ara, so of course there's nothing. Is that?
I remember the formulation of this answer. I feel like it should have been. First, the Rebbe should have said, "P'tu yivonis lavashim kedushin." And then it said, "Inami." Kishapirish behedjeshen
ovod kedushin. I would have liked the order to be reversed as well, but
also the word "ovod" also doesn't really.
I mean,
that sounds like
a
two separate reasons.
Well, it is. Well, no, but Otis has said the whole point. It's not separate. The answer, both Teirutzim of Tosos are saying the Bia was Shalol Hashem Kiddushin, either because he spelled it out or because he doesn't have to spell it out.
Right, exactly.
Then even if he didn't spell it out, now, Tosos goes for what is halachically the simpler answer, but it seems the less likely answer, right? In other words, the guy is being ma'anes or being mafanta his wife the first night and says this is shalol l'shem kedushin. Suffice it to say that the kasha Tosos is much better than the Teretz, which is I suspect why none of the other Rishonim, you know, they all accept Rashi. They all accept Rashi, you know, with having to explain certain things in Rashi, but they all accept Rashi. Okay. Fine. So that's what Tosa says. So let's take a look at the Ramban now. And Dobby, if you would. Right, in other words, if and presumably there are Edom who this is, but if she was Nechnas al Chuppah. And nechnas al yichud and enough time kedei bia. So of course you can assume that she's not a b'sula. Yeah, and she's vada. Why shouldn't she get a knas? And if your whole logic is that she's not b'cheskes b'sula, well, when she is b'cheskes b'sula, mum enes yesh la knas. The ikal lameimar. Okay, let's unpack this. There's a lot here. So, firstly, fundamentally speaking, how would the Ramban be explaining the Gemara? It's going to be hard for you to answer that question because you have to sort of. The kasha that Ramban had for Rashi is either that the din is so obvious or the din is wrong. either she's becheskas pesula and the din is wrong, the way Rashi's explaining it, or she's not becheskas pesula, but it's obvious, so why do you need to tell us this? It's like telling us, be'ula in laknas. So the Ramban says that, no, that the din is correct, obviously, and you want to know why it's a chiddush, I'll tell you why it's a chiddush. Itzrich. It's a chiddush because I would have thought that you should allow her, give her, you know, she should remain on her chazaka. It, and especially if she's Tana. Now, keep in mind the following. One of the questions that Halacha has to deal with is that when a man and a woman have yichud, to what extent do we assume alpita that they had bia? The extreme manifestation of this as a halachic fact is the shita of Beis Hillel by Misha Girish Ishto Vilana Ima Bepundiki. A man divorces his wife and then they have yichud. Beis Hillel's opinion is that she needs another get. Beis Hillel's opinion is, number one, that hein hein eid yichud, hein hein eid biyah, that since they are so comfortable around one another, they know exactly how to do things, doesn't take much, we assume they had biyah, and number two, that chazaka in adam sabila sabila snus. So if they aid them on the yichud, they require another get. Beis Shammai says no. And the Mishnah goes on to say that Beis Hillel's moda, if it was his arusa, where it's not libo gaspa, they're not used to jumping in the sack so quickly, right? And it requires... And therefore, in that case, Beis Hillel is modeh that no get is required. So in its extreme manifestation, you can have yichud that constitutes a vaday maise kiddushin according to Beis Hillel. Right? There's an automatic presumption. The Daf Yomi currently, I think it was yesterday, the day before his daf, deals with the situation of a man who is kones yevimta, who's kones his wife, his sister-in-law, and she claims that he hasn't actually had bia yet. She wants chalitza. She wants the, you know, and maybe he's willing to let her go, but he claims he did have bia. So the Gemara says that there's a chazaka that after 30 days, he wasn't mamad atzmo from having bia, unless he's moda, right? But there's an assumption that there's a limit to how long people sort of can remain each other's company and remain celibate in that particular context. So in this particular case, the Ramban started out with an assumption that if Shah Saimo Kedebiya, so then Pshita. But the truth is, it's not Pshita. It's not so Pshita, especially if she says she's in Abiyah, because sometimes people don't consummate the marriage because they're nervous, they're uncomfortable. You know, I don't know what happens when you have arranged marriages, you know. I don't understand what happens. There have been people who have left the community of arranged marriages have written about this, but it's not clear how accurate their accounts are generally. But you have to imagine, what is it like for any chassan and kala, and certainly chassan and kala who barely know each other, what is it like, Laila Rishona? What is it like? Right? So who says, just because they have yichud, that they have bia? And it's not necessarily a correct assumption. And if she claims that she did not have bia, so the Ramban says, you might have said that you can believe her if she presents that taina, ukmua chazaka. Okay. Now, inami, so that's why it's not pshita. Okay? Now, there's the first teretz of the Ramban in both tzadim. We haven't taken, this is 1A and 1B. We did 1A, now we're going to do 1B. But the common denominator of 1A and 1B is in both cases, it's not pshita. It's not pshita. There's a reason why we would have thought there would have been knas. The first sign is that she might actually be a psula if she tainisa. Inami lo ta'ana. Even if she didn't present the tainan. And now you're getting onto very thin ice. If they had yichud, enough time to have bia, and she doesn't claim to be a psula after that, so why would we assume that Yeshna Knas? Why would you have thought that? And the Ramban says, though, Kevon Deleka Sahade Yeshalem Kedosh Kedeshelo Yechote Niskar. Kamash Milan. What does that mean? I know what the words mean. Since there are no witnesses, that's what I want to know. What's that? Well, if that's the case, so that's my first question. Is the Ramban now turning around and saying that until now he said Shah Saimo Kedebiya? versus Edim Shalonistra. But now maybe the Ramban is saying there really weren't Edim to the Stira.
Yeah, that's where you're at.
I think so. There weren't Edim to the Stira. And therefore, even though we might have presumed, we would have presumed that, you know, especially because you don't want the Chote to be Niskar, that unless we have Edim to the Yichud, then we're not going to assume that she's a Be'ula.
Wait, I thought we don't need Edim for Yichud, we need Edim to say that there was not Yichud.
I know.
You want to say that this means the opposite?
Well, why would you say that Inami, even if she didn't Taina, that I didn't have Bia, Kevan Delek Asadeh Yishalim, Kidei Shalei Chote Niskar, why Kevan Delek Asadeh? I would have said Afagav Delek Asadeh Yishalim. What is Kevan Delek Asadeh? Because there are no witnesses. Now, when the Ramban presented it, not if there were Edim to the Yichud or Edim to no Yichud. He presented it as if Shah Sama Kidebiya versus Edim that she wasn't the Siachta.
Which is not. You just presume that they had.
Correct. But, you know, one of the things that, if we're reading the Ramban correctly, this, even though this may not be such a big Kiddush, this would definitely prove the Ramban held you don't need Edim for Yichud, for Nisuin. You don't need Edim for Chuppah. That, by the way, is postures of the Din. I think I've told this to some of you, I've told this in Shir. Rav Shechta told me a story about the Rav once got up at a wedding after his Zimsadu Kiddushin, right after the Chuppah, and announced that so-and-so had the Ede Yichud. So some young Talmud Chacham who had recently come from Europe, this must be many, 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 many years ago, went to the Rav and said, why do you need Edim for Yichud? So the Rav says, because it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the person looked at the Rav and says, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rav apparently stayed up all night hunting through Rav Nesser and couldn't find it. He ended up contacting the person, you're right, it's not there. I think that's the Rav Shach told me the story. But as we do, the practice is we have Edim for Yichud. Firstly, it gets you two extra kibbutz. But Alpidin, you don't need Edim for Yichud. Alpidin, you don't need Edim for Yichud. So the Ramban certainly sounds like that. In other words, you don't need Edim shenichnas al chuppah. So when the Ramban says kevan delek asade yishalim kedei shalei yichod niskar, what does it mean kevan delek asade? Even though she didn't taina, since there were no witnesses to the yichod, granted you don't need it for binisuin, but since if you had edim to the yichod, then forget it. There's no havamina that she would have that she would get knas. But if there are no edim to the yichod, and on top of which, you don't want to reward this man for his bad behavior, so you would have thought that maybe there is kanas to him in my NS. So kamash malon, that there's no kanas for him in my NS. Okay? Fine. That's answer number one at the Ramban. Answer number two. Danny, you want to take over?
Yeah,
Inami, third line. Okay, now this is a great line, but it raises questions. Some of you will bother me about how does the Ramban read the continuation of the Gemara. But it's beautiful, it's really, really elegant. What's the suggestion here? Firstly, how does this answer the question that the Ramban started out by asking Rashi? The question was, according to Rashi, either your din is wrong because she's Becheskas Besula or Pshita. What's this answer?
It is Pshita.
Yeah, pshita, then of course. She's not because of Pasula. That wasn't the Chiddush. What is the Chiddush?
That had she just been a Katana Bamba, would have been.
Correct, against Rabbi Meir. Now, that's beautiful, except for one minor problem. When you get to the Maskan of the Gemara, that's no longer the inference that we make from it. So, and when you get to the Maskan of the Gemara, what's the Chiddush going to be? That Mimaenes, yeah, but Nara would have a Knas. Yeah, duh. What's the Chiddush in telling us in Nara? Here we're saying Mimaenes when we think she's a Katana, Mimaenes ain't la Knas, but if she weren't a Mimaenes, you're just a regular Katana, Yesh la Knas. That's a Chiddush against Rabbi Meir. But if you accept the Ukim to the Gemara, that Mimaenes ain't la Knas, but if you had just been an ordinary Nara under these circumstances, Yesh la Knas, yeah, everybody agrees Nara, Yesh la Knas. So what would the Chiddush be? Go ahead. Did you discuss this with me?
Yeah,
oh, okay. So you can say it. See if I taught you well. Go ahead.
Okay. So we suggested that the inference that we would make it by the Maskan of the Gemara would not be that a Nara gets a Knas, but that a Mimaenes, that a Nara can be Mimaenes.
Namely, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's what would be medayik. In other words, the chiddush of this brisa would be that it holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can have a nara who's a mema enes, and therefore there's a havamina that she would add a knas, but there's no knas because she's not pecheskes pesula. Once you know that she can be mema enes and she's a nara, there's no chiddush in the fact that she has no knas. But it was a big chiddush to even assume that you could have a nara who's a mema enes who would have been shy to talk about in knas, but isn't getting it because she's not a pesula.
But that's not, that can't be the Ramban's thing.
No, that would have, the Ramban would have to say in the maskon of the Gemara.
But he's supposed to just bring a raya from the Ramban's halacha.
No, they, from the riff, you mean?
Oh, is that what the Rabbeinu Gadol?
Yeah, Rabbeinu Gadol is the riff. Yes, the Rabbeinu. So the Ramban. No. The Ramban later will make clear that if you accept the maskana of the Gemara. The Ramban, in the backdrop of the Ramban's mind, is why does the Rif never quote the Din Mema Enes Ein Laknas? Why doesn't he quote the Din?
Because it's not the point of the statement.
So if you say that this Brisa is Dafka Rabbi Meir, then the Rif omits it because it's Rabbi Meir, we'll just ignore him. But on the tzad of the Havamin of the Gemara, the Mema Enes meant was not Rabbi Meir, but it meant to exclude Ktana. The reason why the Rif doesn't quote Mema Enes is because, at least at this stage in the Gemara, the whole point of Mema Enes would be Lafuke Larabos is Ktana Laknas, and the Rif says Ktana is Knas. He befarish paskins against Rabbi Meir, so there's no need to talk about Mema Enes because mitzad the deal that Mema Enes Yesh Laknas. In laknas, that a ketana yesh laknas, the Rif quotes it in. And mitzad that a mema enes has no knas because she's not becheskas besula, pshita. The Rif doesn't need to quote that. The Brisa quoted it at this point to tell you that ketana yesh laknas. Okay. So, ina milashmini, ketana bama yesh laknas, viikar. Ulaficha, go ahead. Yeah, once the whole point of Mema Enes Ein Laknas is to be Medayik Tana Yesh Laknas, which is the way ultimately we hold, even if we don't hold that in the Braisa, we hold against Rabbi Meir, so then there's no need for the Rif to tell us that Mema Enes Ein Laknas. Of course Mema Enes Ein Laknas, she's not Becheskes Pesula. And, but you could be Medayik from that Tana Yesh Laknas. The Rif says Meferish Tana Yesh Laknas, so he doesn't need to tell us Mema Enes Ein Laknas.
Yeah, have you said this works with the Maskana according to explanation?
So I think you're going to have to say for the Ramban that when you get to the Maskana of the Gemara, the Chiddush will be Mema Enes Ein Laknas is the Chiddush is that you can have a Nara who's a Mema Enes. The fact that we have to tell you Mema Enes Ein Laknas, and we know that a katana ain't Laknas, so obviously the Mema Enes is a Nara, we're telling you that you can't have a Mema Enes, sometimes is a Nara. It's a Chiddush not in the parasha of Knas so much, it's a Chiddush in the parasha of Mema Enes.
So how does that fit with the
Rif? Well, the bottom line, so that's what he says next. Do you read it? V'kosha came the mind of Uktam and Gemara, the Kvarmir, divide the Lashia Chuchsa. It's in the Havamina that Mema Enes means a katana. So the Chiddush of the Braisa is that a Ketana Yesh Laknas. But the Rif tells you Ketana Yesh Laknas, therefore he doesn't need to tell you Mema Enes Ein Laknas. Of course the Mema Enes Ein Laknas, she's not Becheskes Pesula. And to be Medayik from that a Ketana Yesh Laknas, which is what the Braisa's purpose was, well the Rif spells out the Diyuk Beferish. So there's no need to quote Mema Enes. And if you want to go to the Maskan of the Braisa, then we're not talking about a Ketana, well then for sure the Rif is going to leave out the Braisa. If the Braisa is Rabbi Meir, he's going to omit the thing entirely. That's what he says. But Kosha came the Maida Ukma Bikmara Kramer, the Vada Loasha Kilchasa. Alex, a question? Okay. That's teretz number two. Teretz number one is that it's not Pshita because I would have thought that if she says I'm not a Basula, that she says I'm a Basula, that you would believe her and leave her Chazak intact, or since there were no Edim that she had Yichud, therefore you would have thought maybe even without her Taina, Kadesh Lecha de Nisgar, that she Yesh Laknas, Kamash Malat. Second teretz is Pshita. Yes, it is Pshita. It's just here to be Medayik Ketana Yesh Laknas. Teretz number three, the Ika the Ukma. Okay. So the Ramban, so what's the third teretz? Is that why is it that a Mamenes has no knas?
Because she had
Erison? That she had Erison. Torah says Asher lo Rabasa. Rabbi Yosef Galili says that Nisar Sav Niskar Shein Laknas. because it's asher arasa. So a nara who does miyun had erusin. Granted, it was erusin d'rabbanon, but it was erusin. And this brisa is Rabbi Yosef HaGalili that ain't laknas. Okay, it's even a shtickle chiddush. Rabbi Yosef HaGalili is telling you that erusin d'rabbanon also constitutes arasa. But now, of course, the gears start turning because immediately you realize, wait. It seemed from the Gemara on the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that when Midaraisa she's entitled to Knas, but Midrabanan they did something to their status that would have forfeited the Knas, that we ignore the Drabanan and we make him pay Knas. Right? Shnias Larayos. The Gemara said, Vadai by Shnias Larayos. By Shnias Larayos, even though Arayos and even though Chayve Malkios, even though those things all have no Knas because it's not Velosi Elisha, but Shnias Larayis, even though Midrabanan not allowed to marry, still we make him pay a knas. So why not say the same thing here? The Irisin's only the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef HaGalili should say this is considered Asher Lo Arasa Minat Torah. Alex,
just to clarify that question only is according to the third answer.
Yes, it's only according to the third answer. The first answer about Besula, in other words, granted, strip away the Miyun and she's not really married Minat Torah. But if she's not a Besula, then there's no Knas. That's Minat Torah. So it's either Pshita, either it's not Pshita, that she isn't Becheskes Besula, or it is Pshita, but it's coming to the Medayik, the din of Nara, of Ketana. But the third Teret says no, that she can be Mamish Becheskes Besula. Right? In other words, the third Teret might very well be, Yesh Eidem Shalom Nisiachta Ima. But because she had the Erisin of Miyun, Kiddush Miyun, therefore, she's Arusana. Ah, you'll say, but Midoraisa, she's entitled to Knas. And the Ramban continues. Vilo Damya. I'm sorry, I skipped. Pachitema.
Pachitema
came
in the
Eretz
in the Ramban and the Emma.
So it's the first question is, if Minat Torah she's entitled to Knas, how can the Chacham take it away? The answer is, Hefker based on Hefker. That's simple. But now you're going to say, even Lo Dam. Now, why don't you apply this across the board by all Dinim the Rabbanon? The Lo Damya. So that's the very next Gemara. Right? The very next Gemara says that the Braisa can't be talking about Shnias Larayis because Shnias Larayis would get Knas. Okay? And what are the Gemara? Anyone know what that Gemara is, by the way? You don't have the footnotes here, and I didn't check my the footnotes, but do anyone know what the Gemara is? Excellent. Tavach u'machar. Well, what context specifically?
Okay, so it was at the bottom of one of the days when we're trying to...
Tavach u'machar b'Shabbos. And we wanted to argue that the Braisa was Rabbi Shimon that Shechita She'ena Ruya Lav Shmei Shechita. And why is Shachat b'Shabbos not Ruya L'Achila? After all, Min HaTorah, almost everybody holds that it's Ruya L'Achila. Even with Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler, there was Machlok Samaraim, whether the Isser of eating Masa Shabbos is Doraisa or Rabbanon. So the Gemara said, Bishlam, if you hold it's Doraisa, then I understand why Rabbi Yosef Shimon would say that you part it from Dal V'Hei because it's Shechit Shein Ruya L'Achila. However, if you hold that even according to Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler, it's only an Isser d'Rabbanan eating Masa Shabbos, so then how can you? Then he should be chayiv in Dal V'Hei because Min HaTorah the Shechita is Ruya L'Achila, the Shochet Ganav V'Shachat Tavach B'Shabbos, and therefore you should have to pay the Knas of Dal V'Hei. So there, in that case, we don't say that the Rabbanan changes the status and makes it really in a real achila and makes you potter from Dal V'Hei. No, we say we ignore the Rabbanan and we say ukmu adaraisa like we do by the Shria. So why in those two cases do we say that the din Rabbanan, we don't use hefker based in hefker, we leave the kanas intact, but here by kiddush emiyun, by erisin emiyun, we say that we treat the Rabbanan as if it's a daraisa erisin for Rabbi Yosef HaGalili and therefore in la kanas because it's a narish and it's arsa and then it's garsha. So the Ramban says, so it's lo dami to that and lo dami to this. Okay. I read the next line also. Vahidaleel.
Nami came in the
All right, before you finish the answer, the Ramban, Kedarka Bakodesh, is not entirely clear. I think the clearest line is the last line. The second to last line is not as clear but pointing in the direction. The first line is very hard to understand. Right, the last line, it makes it, I think, easy. If we just look at the last line, what is the Ramban saying? What's the difference between the case of Kiddush Emiyun versus the Shnias Larayas and the Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos when there's an Issur Rabbanon of eating Masa Shabbos? What's the difference? Brick's not even here where I could make fun of him and say why. I mean, he's not giving the answer he's supposed to give, but he's not here, so. Yes, Moshe.
One is making something usur and one is making something actually have a status.
Okay. Yes, I do. I don't think that there's an issur d'oraisa in using the terms chesagavra when they're relevant. When they're not relevant, it's a ziyuf haTorah. But when they're relevant, so when they're relevant, you have to use them. You have to use them. So the point is that that's what Ramban is saying. If you look at the last line, he says, "Ahocha kevin zakir la rabbanon nisuin ka'arosa shatorah ve'in lo knas," as opposed to look at the previous line, "Lagabe gana v'tavach b'shames chayim v'tashlan afal gavda asrua alel lechatchila." You're not allowed to eat it. It doesn't make it machalos asuros. There's an isser achila of eating Masa Shabbos. It's not machalos asuros. Haraya, by the way, if you just think about it, is what? Well, I guess not for Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. It's asur olamis, right? It's asur olamis. But the point Rabban is made. What?
According to this
Amora. No, even Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says it's asur olamis. The isser is the rice of the Rabbanon, right? The whole point is that if it's not asur olamis, it's real achila. One could even say if it's not asur olamis, it's clearly not machalos asuros. But here, the Ramban is saying, if the isur is only the Rabbanon, it's not really machalos asuros. It's an isur in eating it. It's not machalos asuros. It's not machalos asuros. So the first line is the hard part in the Ramban. What does he mean by that? He says, even though it's you should say velosia, it's not velosia elisha, she's not really ishus mid Rabbanon. Nonetheless, lomar sedo knas to iko kama dolominas fin lehu, the Islahu Kanas. What does that mean? I have a suggestion. I'll let you take a stab at it. Is that?
Well, so we thought that it was kind of hard to put in the words, but that we pass them, like according to the Mishnah, we say that even though in Daraisa, even if a person's Daraisa, not Ruya for marriage, it doesn't pass it.
You got to say it in the sugya. Remember, this Tana argues on the Mishnah. According to the Mishnah, we don't darshan velosi elisha, period. Right? There is no drush. According to the Mishnah, the only time you potter on knas is when it's kamei b'derabba mineh. The fact that she's totally not ru'uyalo, if she's Jewish, there's a knas. Right? So you have to say this within the braisa, velosi elisha, passels the knas, does away with the knas. You're on the right track, but you don't realize it. It works, I think, only works perhaps within Rav Shimon HaTeimani, although maybe it works with Rav Shimon Manasseh as well, I'm not sure. According to Rav Shimon HaTeimani, let me step back for a moment. According to the Mishnah, what's the din of Shnias Larayis? Yesh Laknas Ein Laknas. What? I'm sorry. Vada yesh laknas. Chayve kreisus mamish, arayus mamish, when there's no mises based in this knas. Shni is going to be different? Of course there's knas. And even if you held like, if the arayus the rice have knas, shnias la rayus can't be better than arayus the rice without mises based in. And even if you held like from nechonya benakona that arayus are all patur, that's because of kares. And there's no kares here. Now, what about in this braisa? Rabbi Shimon HaTeimani holds, Velo Siel Isha does not exclude Chayve Lavin. Chayve Lavin gets knas. If Chayve Lavin gets knas, it's very odd to say that Shnias Larayas are only the Rabbanim, but because they're Arayos, therefore, they lose the knas. In fact, you know that it's wrong. How do you know that it's wrong? Why does Rishim Natemani say that Arayos Ein Laim Kanas? V'los Yelisha, what is the drasha? What is the drasha? Kiddushin Tofsin. Right, Uyel Ishus, not Mutaris, but in other words, it has to be Kiddushin Tofsin. Rav Shimon Manasseh says no, even it has to be Mutar. Rav Shimon Taimani says Kiddushin Afti Tosin. Are Kiddushin Tosin by Shnias Larayas? Yes. So the Ramban says, look, if Chayve Lavin and Chayve Yasei Daraisa, we say Velosi Elisha, at least according to Shimon Taimani, there are Kama Delo Minas Vin La Vislu Kanas. Certainly Shnias Larayas, they're only Drabanan, where there's no Onish of that equivalent. Certainly you're going to say Yesh La Kanas.
But that's only according to Shimon Taimani.
Right, according to Shimon Manasseh, it's trickier. I don't want to get into going, you have to do Chazar in that first sugya. What about Chayvei Aseh according to Shimon Manasseh? You go through the whole thing. So I think that's what the Ramban means. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he means in that first line.
But
Ramban?
What he means, though, like, overall, is that Shnios isn't an issue here because even those that are Daraisa, there's even some leeway, depending on the opinion.
Right. In other words, there are bigger isurim where we still say Yesh Laknas. So just because she happens to be an Erev the Rabbanon does not mean we're going to say Ein Laknas. In other words,
but it's not because she's the Rabbanon. It's because even if it would be Daraisa, it'd be okay.
Correct, because Kiddushin would be Tofsin. I mean, it's not Erev Daraisa. I'm not sure if that's what the Ramban means. There is an alternative view, but I don't quite understand. In other words, it's a totally. Anybody want to suggest something else on the Ramban? Again, call to ha'ika kam and deliminas fan of islu knas. If nobody's going to suggest anything, I'm going to leave it be for the moment. So, again, I think what the Ramban means, is that by kiddush emion the chachamim created kiddushin the rabbanon. She's mekudeshes mid rabbanon. She's an eshes ish mid rabbanon, but they allowed her kiddushin to be undone with miyun. Whereas Shnios LaRayos are not Arayos Rabbanon, there's an Isser Bia. Maisa Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler, if you believe it's only Asa Midrabbanon, is not Machalos Asuros. It's just an Isser to eat it. Asur Allah L'chatchila. But it's not Machalos Asuros. And therefore, and the Ramban says that in that case, that the Rabbanon is ignored when it comes to the Knas. But when it comes to Kiddushei Miun, they have changed her status totally, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, she is an Arusa Lagamre Midrabbanon, as opposed to being a woman who just happened to do whatever, but we ignore it. Alex?
What exactly?
You shecht on Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat it or not? So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler was three deos. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda both believe at some point, no matter whether you did it b'shogeg or b'mezid, somebody can eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, this was I think on Daf Lamed Dalet approximately, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said that no, that if you do it b'mezid, nobody can ever eat it. So then it was a machloka samarayim, whether according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that iser is the raisa or the rabbanon. So I think it's... Lamedal.
Okay. But how does that? How does that fit into here? Because if it's
the Rabbanon, so the Rabban's kasha. Well, if it's the Rabbanon, the Gemara said if it's the Rabbanon, that it's not. Then Rabbi Shimon believes that when it's a shechita she'ina ru'uya, then you're pato and dal v'hei. The Gemara said that will only work if it's ina ru'uya medaraisa to pati from the knas. The Ramban says why. Ramban says, if it's in a reed mid rabbanon, why not treat it the same way? As opposed to here, when we say that Rabbi Yosef Aglili, even though the Erisin of Miun was only Kiddush Miun was only rabbanon, still we act mid rabbanon. We use hefkabes and hefker. So why not use hefkabes and hefker by the Shechita Shemriya case and by Shnios on Lamed Vav Mem Aleph? The answer is because one, the Chachamim redefined the status of the Nara. She's really Arusa mid Rabbanon. As the others is an Isser Achila and an Isser Bia, but it doesn't really change the status.
So I'm not saying you're not paying the
Knas
in that case.
It's clear you're not paying the Knas. You would pay the Knas in the Dal of the Hay case. You would pay the Knas by the Shnias Larayas, but by the Mema Enes, because she had Erisin, you don't pay the Knas. I think the truth is Moshe's formulation is actually better than Gavr Chefza. What did you say?
Just you're actually giving the status rather than making.
Yeah, and it's a question whether they changed the status or not. I like that better.
Yep,
I know, but you know, it captures it better. I think, in some ways. But okay.
Well, that's just because you have
an allergy. Yeah, okay, fine. Fine. Well, there you go.
That's exactly what Hasegara is.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yes.
Yeah, wait. So the concept that Tosos mentions about everything retroactively disappearing.
Yeah. So Rabbi Yosef HaGalili doesn't buy, certainly the way Ramban is presenting, doesn't buy that.
Okay, fine.
Correct. Now, that, I thought about that as we were discussing this, but Ramban, within Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, that Teretz categorically rejects this notion that miyun means she was never an Arusa. No, she wasn't Arusa, but she's not a Grusha, so she can marry a Kohen. She, you know, I'll tell you though, it's, right, I guess, I'll tell you why Tosus says it, and even, you have to grapple with it. Why is she allowed to marry his relatives? In other words, you're going to have to say that the Isser is only on Grushas Achiv and Almanas Achiv, but not when she did Miyun. It's easier if you say that once you do Miyun, they were never married. It does work much more nicely. Okay. But you're correct. Your Har is correct. Then Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, the Erisin is not erased. And as you could flip the question and ask the following. According to Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, if this is really true, if a Ketan does Miyun, does he agree with the Mishnah that says that he muteras bekrova v'hu mota bekrovosea, or would he disagree? Again, I don't think you can blame Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, because one could just think, if you ignore this teretz, of course Rabbi Yosef HaGalili holds its neck on the mafreya. He agrees with the Stam Mishnah Yevamos that says, ha-mama-enes be'ish, he can marry her relatives, she can marry his relatives. But if you want to insist that that's pshat in the brisa here, and Rabbi Yosef HaGalili would hold that she's asura, that she doesn't get knas because she was arusa midrabanon, so presumably he should hold there that she is not allowed to marry his krova midrabanon, and vice versa.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So, Lizah Perush.
Lizah Perush, Yafat, Sarabina, Vado, Zashalok, has what?
Right, he thinks this is. He doesn't explain why it's not Mehuvar. Maybe for what you're saying, Moshe. Maybe that's why. Okay. It's also far fetched to make it a new Kimta, just like this one Tana, who's not mentioned at all in the Sugya. Alex?
So, when I first saw the question on the Mimanis versus the Shkinsaras, I had an idea, but I don't know if there's a whole category to apply to, that I thought it very simple. In the case of the Mema'enes, by making that kiddushin, so essentially financial benefit accrues to her family, because now we have a girl who couldn't get married, but now she can, and it's the exact opposite of that, right? We have women who could get married, but now they can't. So the knas basically works out based on that logic. But in the case of the Mema'enes, the con of the rabbis essentially helped her out, so she doesn't get a knas. But in the case of the Shneos Arayos, so we've already penalized her enough, and now she can't get married, so we're not going to go so far as to take away her knas.
She can't get married to him.
Yeah, I know, okay, save it, but I'm saying there's still a category of people she can't get married to. I didn't know if there was any basis for that either.
Not sure. Okay. And finally, let's do the Rashba already. I know we're going to have a limited time for questions, but nonetheless, very quickly do the Rashba. Then Ranavina, the first teretz, it's a more of interest to the earlier sugya, but Tosfos Ramban may ask the same question. Vim tomar hechi dami.
Vim tomar hechi dami. Vim shemistara
pshita. Same kash as the Ramban. He uses different language, but nisiachta versus nistara, but same thing. Right. So the Rashba says that it's not that we said that if there are Edim Shelo Nisyachta, then Rashi's wrong. Why in Laknas? The Rashba says, I'll tell you why in Laknas. And there's a Chiddush. In Laknas, because we don't believe the Edim. And we don't believe it. We don't think the Edim did a good enough job, because the rule is that Milsa de Loramia Ainshi, so, you know, Laba Datayu. If you don't anticipate something, right, when the Edim, you know, are watching her, they assume that even though they see it, they don't really see it because they don't think it's relevant. You know, they have to be Edim will see it the whole time, but they're not thinking about it because they assume, even though she's not having Yichud now, she's eventually going to have Yichud. So the Rashba says, because of that, we say that she's not Becheskas Pesula, even though the Edim Shalom Seachta, because maybe the Edim didn't see well. And now, I find this Rashba most interesting because it explains the din in the first parak that nobody seems to explain there. Uchadarinim Parakama.
Uchadarinim Parakama.
Right. So, in other words, that Mishnah that says when you have an almana grusha chalutza min anisuin ksubasan mana velen tanas pasulim, even though there were edim shlonistera, so then why can't you be toin tanas pasulim? Just because she was nichnas alachupa and hanisuin, who cares? She's a pasula. The answer is none of the Bishonim I could find say anything there. Why? Why taka? Don't you say that she's a pasula? Who cares that she had nisuin? It's not a din in nisuin. It's a din in bia. The answer is because once you have nisuin, the edim are not looking out for it. The Rashba says, and therefore we assume that bia took place even though we weren't aware of it. And that's why ksuba samana, and he has no tainas. The next husband has no tainas that I expected you to be a psula. You have no right to expect her to be a psula, despite the fact that there's edim shalonistera, because maybe the edim didn't see what. Because why? Because they weren't paying attention. Because why should they pay attention? Inami, the second teretz of the Rashba, is like. Right, that's like the Ramban's, the teretz the Ramban likes. So the bottom line is that there are four tevutzim here to the kasha between the Ramban and the Rashba. The question on Rashi was either she is becheskes pesula if there were edim shel nistera, or pshita she's not becheskes pesula if she was nichnasa imo l'seiser v'shasa kedebia. Answer number one the Ramban gives is that it's not so pshita that she's not becheskes pesula because maybe she didn't have bia. Either if she claims she didn't have bia, or if there weren't edim to the yichud itself, maybe we assume shelo yichatin iskar that in fact she didn't have bia, and therefore there would have been kanas kamash v'lan. Teretz number two is that it is pshita, but nonetheless the reason why it's here is that to be medayik that ketana yesh la kanas. Teretz number three is that this brisa is Rabbi Yosei Hagalili. And therefore he's telling you a totally different din. It has nothing to do with whether she is becheskas besula. She can be not becheskas besula. In fact, we'd say it's a case where there were edim shalonis yachta. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yosei HaGalili says ein laknas because she had erusin mit rabbanan. And teretz number four is that it's a case where there were edim shalonis yachta again. But in this case, we don't. The Rashba says we just don't trust the edim. We don't trust their judgment because they weren't paying attention, and that's why she, even though there were edim shalonis yachta, we say that she's no longer becheskas besula. And haraya, the case in the first parak when you had edim shalonis yachta, that the sheni has no tainis besulam and ksubasa is a man. Okay, we'll stop with this.